AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A tornado watch is in effect for much of Oklahoma. Some parts of the state have been hit with heavy rain and hail today. Corey Mead at the Storm Prediction Center says threatening weather is expected in southwest Oklahoma and northwest Texas.
Primary hazards are going to be large hail, damaging winds, and also flash flooding because there's been quite a bit of rain in the previous days. And so the soil is saturated, and so there's going to be a lot of runoff. And also a tornado or two will remain possible.
Stormy weather has been reported today throughout Kansas. Crews in Texas are working to reopen a rail line after flooding washed away the tracks. Four engines and 13 cars derailed near Valley View outside of Dallas. Dozens of migrants were rescued in the Mediterranean and are said to be doing okay.
We have 33 minors, three pregnant women, and nine kids under five. And I'm very happy to say that everybody's in a very good condition.
Erna Regeners is with Doctors Without Borders. Ireland and France are the latest European Union nations to answer pleas to help Italy save migrants in the Mediterranean who are trying to get out of Libya. Four crew members were killed when a Spanish military plane crashed in Seville. The World Health Organization says one West African country has taken a big step in the fight against Ebola. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
The WHO says Liberia is now free of Ebola after going 42 days, twice the maximum incubation period for the deadly disease, without any new cases. Officials say they're cautious, though, about openly celebrating the end of Ebola there, as the continued presence of the disease in the region means that just one sick patient could spark a resurgence of cases.
The National Transportation Safety Board says a pilot's failure to stay clear of power lines contributed to the crash of a hot air balloon last year in Virginia that killed him and two passengers. The balloon struck power lines and caught fire. This is AP Radio News. Former Florida governor and possible Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush talked about religious freedom during a commencement address at Liberty University in Virginia. Bush said people who call themselves political progressives should back off those who want to live by their Christian values.
Somebody here is being small-minded and intolerant. And it sure isn't the nuns, ministers, and laymen and women who ask only to live and practice their faith.
Bush condemned the Obama administration's use of coercive federal power to limit religious freedom. Mitsubishi is recalling more than 130,000 cars. There are two separate issues. In some cars, the windshield defroster might fail. In the other cars, an unstable electronic control unit could stop headlights, taillights, and windshield wipers from working. Mitsubishi says it will notify owners of the problem, and dealers will replace the affected parts for free. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.